Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series, Life is Happening Through You, Not to You. We're going to talk about childhood, a little bit about childhood, because wounding that happens in our childhood is real, right? And we have all the resources to shift our perception and heal from it. Doesn't mean that it won't come up and it won't sting from time to time and we won't get triggered from moment to moment, but we have the tools and resources to not let it derail us. And so this show, we're going to talk about that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive, I'm a coach. I help people do amazing things. So if you're ready for that, reach out to me. Reach out to me. All right, childhood. Childhood programming is real. I'll say that again. So something, a wounding that happened in childhood, an adult, a parental figure did something that shaped and transformed the way you move throughout life from that moment forward. That's real. That's real. And so be willing to get support around it. It doesn't have to be your reality. Like, you can go and invest in, and when I say invest, a lot of times it's just investing the time into therapy, into a workbook, into books, into a course with a coach. You can heal those wounds. And you don't have to live from the moment of that trauma, right? What happens when we let childhood issues go unresolved and we start acting from that pain, or we're running from that pain, and we start, what I find is people push away that which they want most in the process. That's why I want you to look at the childhood programming. It's not to make the adults wrong, because, you know, that is what it is, and they probably were wrong, but why sit around and talk about that? Just acknowledge that, hey, that wasn't fair and it wasn't what was right at the time. And I get to live a different reality, however way in which you figure it out in therapy and in your process, your journey, the new story you take on. What I find is when people are afraid to deal with childhood stuff, they are actually pushing away all of their blessings. So what they want already exists. I see it consistently when people are really deep in a childhood wound that has not been explored yet, is that everything that they want is already circling them, but they can't even see it, right? It's like the pain, the difficulty, the challenge of that situation, the struggle, the wounding of it blocks, and I'm speaking energetically, blocks their ability to see that what they want was already present for them. And so why live that way? Just go and get some help around it. You know, therapy, healing, all of these resources are here for a reason. That is the way God helps us. You know, we want to think of God as like snap your fingers, God, and just heal me. Miracles do happen in that way, but those are the minimals. The real miracles are that a human thought to write a book on this area you're struggling with, and you get to go get that book and work through that book and read that book and shift your consciousness so that childhood wounding is no longer dictating your course. It's not excusing that it happened. It's not taking away your justified right to be upset about it. No, it's embracing those feelings so that you can see clearly and live in your present moment. You don't have to live like the 6-year-old you, or the 4-year-old you, or the 10-year-old you. You get to be the adult. You get to integrate that into your journey now. And that's powerful. That makes you powerful. So be willing to do the childhood work. I have a friend of mine who, she's not in this world, so she doesn't have the same understanding that many of the people who listen to this program do. But anytime I say, hey, you know, you might want to look at the childhood stuff around that. We had similar childhoods. We grew up together. So I could say that to her. You might want to look at the childhood stuff around that. Maybe that programming is not accurate, or you're being led by the six-year-old you instead of the you right now. And she's like, no, I don't need to do childhood work. And I get it. I get her resistance to it. But that's her bad, right? Because that's a gift God put on the planet for us. All the people who've done work to help people heal their childhood. Why would we turn our back on that blessing? Use all the tools. And for some, it might be therapy, that therapist that trained for years and years and years to be able to do what they do. For some people, it might be visiting an energy worker. It might be working through a workbook, that course that some course creator spent years and years and years designing and researching so that you had that, so you could heal that issue. Why not do it? It might take you a Saturday. It might take you a couple of Saturdays. It might take you every Saturday of a year, but it's fucking worth it. There are programs all over the place that can help you transcend, heal, and uplift. Use them. It's all on you. So you don't have to continue to relive the pain and struggle of your childhood. Just be willing to get better. And in me saying this to you, it's not minimizing your experience in any way. It might have been god-awful. But you don't need to let it hold you back. And you don't need to be afraid of it. And you don't need to be wounded by it. And you don't need to act out of it. And you don't need to harm yourself as a result of that pain. So heal your childhood shit. It's worth it. Just do it. And then you don't have to wade through it anymore, right? It's not a monkey on your back anymore. You get to move forward into the life that you truly desire, unencumbered by that pain from the past. Doesn't mean it won't come up from time to time. It doesn't mean it won't be a part of you. It doesn't mean you won't acknowledge it, but you don't have to live in the pain of that. You get to use that energy in positive ways. You get to use that energy to be the person you truly want to be. All right, that's my show. So I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do amazing things. If you're ready to do something amazing in your life, and I mean really amazing, meaning you're like, Amy, I hear you. I don't have to relive my childhood anymore. I want what I want right now. I want this to succeed. I want to be successful. I know I'm meant to be successful. I am ready, 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 ready now. And I'm going to do the work. And I'm going to show up. Then I'm your coach, because I'm going to do the work with you and show up with you and support you every step of your journey until you hit whatever finish line you are hoping to hit successfully. If you're ready for that, I would love that too. Information on my services, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter. You can use my weekly intuitive messages to help you on your journey, help you transcend, help you be the best version of yourself. Here's to your empowerment. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.